Ace Sanders figures it has to get easier the second time around. The Jaguars' second-year jack-of-all-trades turned out to be the offensive weapon that most assumed Denard Robinson would be in 2013. He finished second on the team with 51 catches, but also ran with the ball, threw a touchdown pass against Houston, and was the team's primary punt returner. In short, his head was spinning all season long as the Jags kept looking for ways to put the ball in his hands.
It's amazing how much one year can change like your whole mentality of the game. I'm probably about, you know, as comfortable as a second-year guy can get at this very moment right now, even before the season. I know the playbook inside and out, which allows me to move faster.
Sanders loved every second of it. How could he not? Sanders expected to do little more than return punts in his rookie year, and he might have had Gus Bradley not challenged offensive coordinator Jed Fish to find a way to use his explosive abilities.
Really exciting and fun to be able to line up everywhere, you know, and keep the defense off balance. You know, and they line me up in the backfield. They line me up out wide. If I'm never in the same place, the safeties, they're always looking for me. You know, they're always looking for me. Now, you know, they just might miss their keys. You know, backside got open.
It helps that Sanders is only 5'7". You heard me right. It helps that by today's NFL standards, he's little. Little, which translates into hard to find and tough to catch.
The smaller guys, to me, are usually like a DB's worst nightmare. They don't want to chase us across the field the whole game. You know, we run here, there, left, right, vertical. You got to do it. It takes a lot of energy to cover us.
Sanders expects to play faster this season because he's got the playbook down and because having played as much as he did last year, he knows he belongs. He isn't afraid to be one of the smallest players on the field, though he does understand what it takes to play with the bigger backers and safeties who are headhunting in the middle of the field.
And you got guys flying at you from every angle, but your main focus is you got to catch the ball. You know, you run your route, you catch the ball, you don't know where that guy is coming from, and you have to depend. There's one thing at receiver, you have to depend on other players around you first.
Ace is already a professional football player. He understands that this business, which used to be a game, rewards players who work hard in the field and in the locker room. Witness his interaction with rookie receivers Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson during the first week of OTAs.
Man, we definitely lead by example. When they came in, we told them, look, you're part of this team now, so we're going to help y'all every step of the way. Anything you need, do not hesitate to ask. You know, it's not a locker room where, you know, we'll feel threatened by somebody else coming in.
His energy is infectious and matches his electrifying performance on the field. He also feels the buzz from Jacksonville as the season draws near and understands the hunger among fans for a winner.
And to know that the city is behind you 100%, even with, you know, how the weight of the beginning of the season went, you know, and they still back you 100%, that's just extra push for us, you know, to know that we're not in this alone.
For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.